Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, we talked last week about the passage of the Farm Bill, and we are really just learning what all is in it. And one of the things that you could call a Farm Bill within a Farm Bill is the provisions for cotton specifically.
Well, you're right. With a 1,000-page bill, there's a lot. It's kind of like, I guess, looking through the old Christmas catalogs that would come in. You know, tell them what you'd find in there. But for cotton, and I think you look at some background on the treatment by the World Trade Organization with the cotton lawsuits between Brazil and the United States and the impact on the Farm Bill. So it wasn't just because it was a powerful cotton lobby. It was because of these developments over the last 4 or 5 years. Cotton will transition somewhat separately from other crops. So I guess that's why we'll say it's a farm bill within a bill. But until it transitions, the cotton farmer is going to have some opportunity to use their old cotton base to transfer to other crops. It's a pretty unique treatment, but nevertheless, I guess it is a reflection of last few years concerning cotton and its impact in world trade, and that's just the best way to put it. But some of the other pieces, you know, are quite attractive to South Carolina. A little more emphasis on specialty crop research. And as you know, specialty crops are any of those that don't have a program attachment to it, like corn, cotton, soybeans, that type of thing. So with the specialty crop, what we do is we have block grants come to the state, and the Department of Agriculture then engages in a competitive bid process to put some of those dollars into research or a unique marketing approach or something that might benefit a group of farmers. These dollars cannot go to any one farmer, but they can go to groups. So they served quite a good purpose in helping us expand the fruit and vegetable industry in South Carolina.
Now, you know, one of the things that I found interesting in this farm bill is that specific situations are addressed and or urged to be addressed, feral hogs being one of them. A study for the poultry industry is another one.
Well, the feral hogs, and I'm certainly glad to see that, they are a nuisance in South Carolina and just getting worse by the month. How often that, and the coyotes as well. So we're dealing with them rather liberally in South Carolina. So that's one piece, as you talked about it. With the poultry, some of our poultry operators are not pleased with the farm bill developments, either around the country of origin labeling or the grain and livestock inspection pieces of it. So that is where we hope to have some influence on the promulgation, fancy word for saying putting the regulations in place. Maybe we can have some influence that those regulations are not so prohibitive for operators in South Carolina.
Well, and you know, Commissioner, as you mentioned, this is a 1,000-page document, and we could probably do cliff notes on it for weeks and weeks to come, but that's all the time we have for it today. So
we'll see how it develops and maybe do something a month or two from now.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.